Proclamation number 6771 of 26th of February, 1957. Blessing of mental bonding with God for the soul. Spiritual progress is only ever achieved when my strength of love can pour into the human being, for this means increased activity of love and thus also perfection of the human being. And my strength of love can only radiate through the human being again when his heart turns to me in love, which is already testified to by a heartfelt prayer to me. Then he consciously opens himself to my influx and then I return his love. This is why the blessing is immeasurable, which is triggered by the frequent mental bond with me. A person who repeatedly turns his thoughts to me, who often enters into silence and has a silent dialogue with me. A person whose soul often rises into spiritual spheres will always be showered with gifts of love, strength and light will flow to him even if he has no earthly evidence of it. The soul is constantly nourished, and although unusual activity is not recognizable in the earthly body, it is nevertheless filled with light and strength, and at the hour of death it need only leave its physical shell in order to then be admitted into the kingdom of light for undreamt of activity, because it is able to do so due to its spiritual wealth which its earthly change has brought it. For a person who remains in constant contact with me mentally and through prayer will also constantly work with love on earth, because this is the natural effect of the flow of love which he constantly receives from me. And thus its soul must also shape itself into that perfection which was once its own. It feels its belonging to me, there is no longer any separation, for its will is fully my own, and thus its return is accomplished, and it can return to its home full of light and strength and be inexpressibly blissful. Only the close bond with me is necessary, which has to be established by the human being of his own accord without any coercion. Then the influx of strength of love from me is already assured, and then the person's soul can never sink, for it will be held by me and prompted to everlasting activity of love, because strength from me can never remain inactive, thus it is to work according to my will. And every person should know that my strength of love is available to him without measure, that he only needs to request it in prayer, and through mental contact with me also establishes the contact which enables the transfer of my strength of love. It is truly not difficult to reach the state of perfection again, and the path is so clearly shown to you humans, yet you have to take it yourselves. You may not be forced, but do in all freedom what helps you to become blissfully happy. You must take note of your earthly task and seek to fulfill it. You must listen to my word and live accordingly. And you can be sure that my love will help you as soon as I recognize your earnest will to attain beatitude and to be reunited with me as it was in the beginning. For my love for you has remained unchanged and will not change in eternity. It will do everything in order to also shape you into beings full of love and strength again. It will shine upon you again and again until you, too, desire my love, and now open yourselves to me in the will to become and remain mine for all eternity. Amen.